Charles and Eddie, Would I Lie to You on Quincy's Best Variety, Mix 97. It's back to school for thousands in Mix Nation. We wish all the students a great final stretch run before graduation or end of the year.
Grad photos this week.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. My stress levels are high.
Why? Are you graduating?
Well, Gabe is, but I had to go get a, he had to get a haircut because Nick likes to take him to get the haircut because they'll tell him what to do. I don't know how boys' haircuts. And so Nick takes him, but Nick left yesterday, so he had to go on Saturday to get a haircut. I don't know. Do we need a dress shirt? What's going on? Is Gabe going to look stupid in his photo? Because sometimes they make stupid faces. And, you know, it's just all that big stress.
Boy, you're stressing yourself right out as I watch. Like,
he needs a nice shirt with a tie.
Does he need a shirt with a tie?
Is grade 8 graduation photos, yeah.
Well, we're going to get him a suit for grad. Yeah. So maybe I'll take him. I don't know. It's stressful.
It is. What do you want to start with, Jack? You can go first this morning on Shoot the Breeze.
Actually, I wanted to just get your take on St. Patrick's Day. Yesterday seemed so quiet compared to what it used to be. And I'm just wondering, is it a sign of the times? Is it because it was a Sunday? Is it because people are a lot more aware about going out and partying and overdoing it? St. Patrick's Day used to be such a big celebration. Everybody had parties, and I didn't hear really of anything. Not to say there wasn't something, but I thought it was very quiet. And I know St. Patrick's Day for you has always been big. I even brought it up on Friday. Normally, even though it was the 15th of March, not the 17th, the biggest leprechaun in the world would have been in here in full regalia. I don't know if you've ever seen this, Ashley.
I've seen him in his leprechaun ensemble.
Yep. It is something to see.
That's an interesting point. I don't know. I think it might have been just the fact it was a Sunday. I don't know. I didn't hear of any pubs putting on stuff. Like, there was seem to be any publicity about it.
Not locally. I think there's some places that, you know, that'll always be big. Like, it'll always be big in Ireland. It'll always be big in, like, Halifax or Montreal or some places in
Toronto
Ireland.
Toronto had the big parade yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, Montreal did as well.
I feel like it's just not as, you don't hear much about it anymore in locally. Maybe it's just local. I don't know.
And I noticed you have the green fingernail polish on. Was that for St. Patty's Day?
No,
and I'm talking, by the way, I'm talking to Ashley, not Sean.
Yeah, Sean's decked out. He still has a shamrock sticker on his face.
Yeah. Exactly. I had a shamrock shake. Do they even still have those?
Yes, they do those. And Starbucks had a shamrock drink as well. What are you playing songs over there?
No, I watched the movie yesterday on Netflix.
Yes.
Irish Wish. With Lindsay Lohan. It's kind of a romantic comedy. I liked it. So that was the highlight. What do you got this morning for Shoot the Breeze?
Now, keeping it going, Shamrocks on the Wall is on at the Quinney Mall right now. Mm-hmm. So they're doing have that silent auction. You have many opportunities to get that in. You can win the 2 ounces of gold donated by the RBC Dominion Securities. And also, if you want to head to gleanersfoodbank.ca, you can do that. And you can also buy $5 little coupons in there, and you can donate for that.
Yeah, it's the Shamrocks on the Wall, Gleaners Food Bank, making a difference. Help them out. Get a shamrock. Mike Moffitt is the gentleman behind donating the gold, and he's been doing that for years. So thanks to Mike to make this Shamrocks on the Wall work. Want to get this in. It was announced. I was reading yesterday. Bruno Mars. $50 million gambling debt at MGM Casino in Las Vegas.
Yikes.
He earned $90 million from his residency at the casino, but he's been struggling to pay back the debt. He was making $1.5 million per night, apparently doing a gig there, but he's so far in debt, so... Between songs, he was running over to one of the slot machines. And
that's a whole lot of Uptown Funk, isn't
how
it?
How does a guy
Miller coming up with the puns.
How do you get $50 million in debt?
I don't know.
Like after the first $30 million, don't you say I should go to rehab?
Whoa, something
they're probably playing those penny slots every time.
So Bruno Mars, $50 million in debt. That's shoot.